Welcome to Rant and Rave.
You betcha. Ooh. We're sorry we're late again.
Yeah.
It's whatever, though. We can do what we want because we're adults.
It's true, and, you know, it's our podcast.
It is our podcast, and you can't tell us what to do.
And I think we had a busy week.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Busy socially.
Sarah hosted her sister's baby shower.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And she did wonderful at it, might I add.
Thank you. Thank you. There were lots of tensions leading up to it.
But you did it.
I'm glad it's over.
You had a lot of sandwiches, which is awesome.
Tons of sandwiches. About 7,000 sandwiches.
Roughly. Anyways, how are you all been this week?
Yeah.
Well, comment on our stuff.
Tell us what you did this week.
Yeah, let us know.
We want to know about you.
Let's be friends.
Our listeners.
I had a great week. I got a new dog. It's pretty good.
New dog.
He's nice.
I feel like we should call him Thorgy Thor.
Honestly, every time I say it, I look at him and I'm like, Thorgy Thor.
Like,
just quietly in my brain.
Because I mean, like, there's already another Thor dog.
Right?
In your family.
I'm like, he's big. Like,
so we need, like, a differentiation.
We do. Just to let everyone know that, yeah, I'm not talking about Thor. I'm talking about Thorgy Thor.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had this chat.
And, like, I feel like he.
Yeah.
He would fit it. He would work it.
He could. He, like, kind of walks like a horse.
Yeah.
Which is like, they did that on RuPaul.
They did. That was a thing that they did.
I didn't like it whatsoever.
It was unicorns.
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, so. You were not a fan of that.
Okay.
So yeah, your dog should be Thorgy Thor.
Yep. That's it. It's decided right now.
Like, even if no one else calls him that.
It's just us.
Like, that's his name. That's his true identity.
His true identity.
Yeah. Any housekeeping?
I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't think I have any corrections for what I said. Actually, yeah, I do. In our McElroy episode, the one that I talk about, I pronounced it McElroy, like, a lot of times, and I do know that it's McElroy. I'm not an idiot. I swear to God, I promise.
Sometimes it's, like, nerve-wracking.
I know.
When you're, like, on mic and, like, reading stuff off.
Right? Yeah, just a little bit.
And you, like,
I also want to take this moment to apologize for our audio last week.
Mm. Yeah, Perry was beating herself up pretty hard about it.
I was real stressed because I hated it, and I had been so cocky the week before. So, hey, now here we are.
You know what happens to the best of
us?
We
did a tester this time, so
we should be good.
We should be good.
And, you know, like, if you listened to last week's episode.
It was a good episode.
It was, I loved last week's episode.
It was. It was good.
And, you know, like, just pretend that we were underwater.
Yeah.
We were at, kind of what it sounded like.
We were at the bottom of your favorite well that Lassie just came and got you to come
yeah.
to. Yeah.
You had to rescue us.
You did. But we did just about an hour-long show for you first because we had to work for our yeah. saving.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Which is fair.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to rant first?
Yeah, I guess that's how this show works, eh?
Yeah.
We do a rant.
That's our name.
Who would have thought?
Oh, also, we have a new segment now at the end of the show, so
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Keep listening. Yeah. Your hair is doing this, like, little, like, hook thing over here. It's, like, part of your bangs, but it's just,
oh,
like,
fun.
It's, like, you know how when you do, like, the spout of
yes.
I'm a little teapot?
Yes.
It's, like,
I need a haircut so
do
bad.
That. I mean, it's good, though.
Thank
You're
you.
Fine.
Thank
and, you know.
Thank you.
This isn't a visual.
No, it's just audio.
Artistic medium, so it's fine.
Thank you.
Like, we could be sitting here in our pajamas.
We're I not, mean, I kind of am. I'm
I
not
wish
in
I was.
Good podcasting pants because they. I don't know if you can hear that, but they're like camping pants.
Camping pants. So my rant. I'm ranting. I'm ranting this week, and I had a hard time figuring out what I was gonna rant about. But Perry has such a good rave this week that I was like, oh, I have to rant. I have to rant about something, and then I remembered how much I hate it when people closely read my frickin' name tag at work. And I have two jobs, and both jobs require me to wear a name tag. And my one job at the retirement home isn't too bad. People don't look at my name tag too much. Basically, it's just to, like, identify that I work there.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the Cineplex, you know, we have to wear a name tag. And on that name tag,
oh yeah,
we get to put our favorite movie. And that always leads to some interesting comments. But there's nothing more awkward than when you're just trying to serve a guest and you see them just, like,
start to lean in.
Like, they do a lean and it's like a direct stare.
Right at your one boob.
And it's like, hello, sir. Thank you.
It's especially awkward when a guy does
it. It's always guys.
Always.
Like, it's very rarely a lady. And if it is a lady, she's doing a glance to see your name, and she's usually pretty nice to you.
Yeah.
Except for the one lady who came to my till, like, maybe a week ago. And so, right now, on my name tag at the movie theater, my favorite movie is Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
And she read my name tag. She goes, Sarah Dirty Dancing. Oh, that's an interesting name. Did you get that nickname crawling around on the floor here?
Tell me that.
Excuse me? Oh my God. It was the weirdest thing that I've ever experienced. I was like, did I get that name crawling around on the floor? No. Because it doesn't say dirty crawling on my name tag. It says dirty dancing, but thank you for your input.
Did she not? Has she never heard of the movie?
Like, I think...
With Patrick Swayze?
Swayze? But one time, no, like, after she said that, I was like, oh, no, like, it's my favorite movie. And she was like, oh, I thought it was a nickname.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, why would we even put nicknames on our name tag? Like, you know?
Right. Like, we're not a hockey team. We don't have nicknames that we use.
Right. Like, you know, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
And, like, I also think, like, it's just really pervy. Yeah. When men do it, you know? Yeah. And, like...
Especially for, like, girls. Like, if it's a dude checking out another dude, yeah. It's, like, less, like whatever. Whatever. But, like...
Yeah.
When you, sir, are 40 and you're leaning in to look at my... This is our left side?
My
left pit? That's a little weird, my dude.
Like, back up, please. And, like, you know, I feel like I have a lot of right to talk about this one, because, like, my dad is, like, an awkward name tag looker, and so, like, anytime I go anywhere with him, I'll see him start the lean, and I'll be like, Dad, her name is this, and you don't need to be weird about it. You, like, put an arm up, like,
stop,
no,
bad.
That's it. You are done. And, like, he'll especially do it to people that I know, too.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I don't know, maybe you've witnessed it when he comes to the theater with me sometimes, and he'll be like, oh, you're Perry. Like, yes, Dad, that is Perry. Please don't be weird.
I mean, a lot of time, before I changed my name tag, a lot of people called me Goon, because that was my
favorite movie.
My favorite movie for a while, yeah. And so I added a 2 to it, because there is a Goon 2, and that still didn't deter people from being Goon.
Yeah.
That's an odd name for your parents to have given you, and I'm like, well, that's not it, you see.
Because it says Perry above
that. Right there.
Or, like, our friend Kayla, who has Harry Potter on her name tag. People consistently ask her if her name is Harry Potter, and she has been told that she looks like a Harry Potter. I don't even know how that works.
Hey, you look like a Harry Potter.
Like,
thanks. It's a family name? Like,
it doesn't make sense. So, I just, you know, just staring at name tags... If you want to know the person's name, that's fine. And there's, you know, like, there's discreet ways to do it. You don't have to do the lean in.
Yeah.
You can do, like, a quick little drop down, and then you're up again.
Let me tell you a quick horror story. So I had forgotten my name tag with Goon on it at home, and the only one I had with me was a name tag that said, my favorite movie was One Direction Up All Night. So I'm running, which is like getting popcorn and stuff for people, and I'm happened to be stopped by a guest just by pointing at my name tag. And I'm like my stomach drops. I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna call me out for having One Direction on my name tag. And it turns out the guy had the same name as me, Perry, P-E-R-I, but his is short for Peregrine. But like the whole time I was like trying to cover up the fact that there was One Direction on my name tag, so I was so shameful. I was like, please.
I mean, you shouldn't be, because, like, 1D is
I'm just
life,
trying to be ironic. I mean, I do love One Direction, but, like, don't get me wrong there, but...
So, I'm, you know, like, just don't be a creepy...
Just don't do it.
Creepy leaning starer at the name tags, you know? This is why... I can't remember where it is. Maybe it's Pita Pit, but it could not be. No, it's Subway. They wear their name tags on their hats.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea. Because then it saves that weird, like, look at my breast
But
area.
They also have the nice glass in front of them to protect them.
True. We don't. So, we're an open line of fire at the theater.
We are. Like, really, there's no hiding it.
No, just there we are. But, yeah. So, no, maybe we should get people commenting on this. After you listen to this episode, like, comment on our stuff. We'll tweet out that it's out, and we'll be like, hey, have you ever had any creepy name tag experiences?
Let us know about it. I want to hear. I bet
you a lot of our listeners have to wear name tags.
Right?
It's, like, a thing in, like, all jobs. And, like, I get why you have to wear a name tag, but, like...
To identify yourself and stuff.
It's just, you know...
But, like, yeah.
It's just not nice. You get those, like, skeezers staring at you.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it's not really cute, guys.
No, it's never cute, guys. Never the cute never ones. Care about my name. They just want, like, extra free butter.
Yeah.
I'm like...
You're like, is butter extra?
Yes.
Not for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But they don't do the creepy, like, name tag stare.
No, they're polite.
If they did, maybe cute. I wouldn't care so much. I'd be like, oh, you're looking at my name? You can look me up later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. My full name's at the bottom of my till there. Yeah, if you wanna
please take a peek. Here, let me just write it on your ticket.
Here you go. You want my Instagram? Here. The free service, no charge.
It's all there for you. It's all there.
My SIN number and date of birth? There.
Right there. There you go. Please don't steal my identity.
You want my line of credit? That's a little odd, but I mean, you have nice eyes, so here.
Here you go. So yeah, you know, I just, like, and you know when people stare at your name tag, like, you automatically get that, like, it's like slime that comes over you.
Yeah.
It's like, and you know, it's either going to be someone who's going to make a weird comment or someone who's going to start complaining real bad, real bad about something real dumb.
Or like, like something that you can't do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, your name's Perry. Perry, let me tell you about the shit that I hate about your job.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, well.
Yeah, please tell me.
Get in line.
And then I'll tell you what I hate about your job.
Brenda? Huh?
Brenda. Jennifer with a PH.
Fuck that bitch. Honestly.
That's a rant for a later day. I could have done that today. People who spell their names weird. But that might deter some listeners.
Yeah, that's singling out a good handful of people.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, technically it's not really their fault.
I met her when she had to come in the other day, that specific one.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, in the back of my head, I was like, your parents fucked you over so hard because I hate you so bad because you're a dumb name.
And, like, you might be a really nice person, but, like...
Whatever. It's whatever.
You know, that's a thing. And, I mean, like, I guess for a parent, it's a lot of pressure having to name a child.
Yeah.
You know?
Because then it has it forever.
They're going to have that name for the rest of their lives.
Unless they change it, but...
My parents didn't care that much, and they spelled my name wrong on my birth certificate.
That's a different rant.
Got a lot of rants going on today.
I don't think I've ever looked too closely at someone's name tag unless I thought they were cute.
Yeah, I haven't really either.
Like, I do know a couple of the girls' names at Starbucks, but that's only because I'm there once a day, every day.
Yeah.
Which is fair, but, like, I'm not leaning in over the tail to be like, oh,
Ooh,
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I'll save that one for later.
Yeah. And, like, I think most of the times, like, when we are somewhere and someone has a name tag, like, our brains, I think, just, like, kind of see it without seeing it. You know what I mean? So, like, you don't remember their name, but, like...
And, like, when you do go, like, and when you make that, like, extra gesture to go, it's just, like, stop.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But, yeah, like, there's really no need for it.
At all.
Like, you don't necessarily need to know my name.
No. Like, this interaction's gonna be over in about 5 seconds when I give you your ticket.
Like, hopefully you're not at my till longer than 3 minutes, because it's probably all I can stand you for.
Yeah.
So, here's your stuff and be on your way. Forget my name.
One of my also least favorite guest interactions, which is kind of, like, leaning too close into my name tag, is looking at the tattoo that I have on my arm to ask me what SSDGM means.
Obviously, it's stay sexy, don't get murdered. And if you don't know, you don't deserve to know.
He kind of just, like, because I went to go put my hand out to pass him his soda. And he's like, oh, what's that on your arm? And he kind of leans like that. He's like, is that a boyfriend's name? I'm like,
yes, Sijim. My boyfriend is Sijim.
Sijim?
Sijim?
And I'm like, no, it means stay sexy, don't get murdered. And then he laughed at me and walked away. So, that was awesome.
Okay.
That thing.
Some of my residents asked me about that tattoo. And,
do you have to fudge it?
My answer is always, ooh, I can't tell you about that one. They go, what? I go, that one's a secret. They go, what? So my best friend has a matching one, but can't tell you about it.
Well, you called me your best friend.
Yeah. Kayla's gonna listen to this and be like, what?
Like, that bitch.
I have lots of best friends.
That's fine. I have lots of best friends.
It's important to have, like, a circle.
A circle. Support group.
Yeah. I got some good ones.
Wow.
So.
Nice little moment.
Which is a good segue.
Into
your rave.
Yeah, this whole, your whole thing is a nice setup, because what I'm talking about is actually the movie on my name tag right now.
Oh, did you change it?
Yeah, I changed it like the day after I saw it.
Oh.
And by it,
after you saw it the first, second, or third time?
The first time. I, of course, mean Love, Simon.
Yes.
The Lord and Savior of 2018.
2018.
Based on the book Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda by Becky Albertai.
I just want to say real quick right now, Perry's going no notes for this.
Yeah, because
she's real confident.
I am, because I fudging love this whole thing so much. Like, oh my god. Like, oh my god.
As a girl who knew, like, nothing about it, yeah. Didn't read the book, you know, it's, like, kind of not really part of my culture.
Yeah.
You know, like, it sounds weird to say that.
No, because, but it, like, yeah.
Like, I love everyone, but I feel like it is really geared towards, like, that LGBTQ, I never know how many letters there are in that community. So, like, as a person who knew nothing about it going into it, I loved it so much. It was just such a sweet, wholesome movie.
No, it really was. And, like, I, like, thoroughly, because I've read the book, like, 3 or 4 times. And I just think they did such a good job with translating book to movie, which a lot of times can be hard. Like, very hard.
Yeah.
Hunger Games Part 1.
Basically, every book to movie transition.
Fallen Our Stars wasn't bad. Did you read the book?
I didn't read the book.
It was a good one. Like, it was all right.
And I read, I read Paper Towns.
Yeah.
But never saw the movie because I knew that the movie couldn't live up to the book.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. Really good, but I will tell you that.
Yeah. It's just a hard thing to do.
It is.
It's a big task to take on.
Especially because people fall in love with the book. And, like I 100% was in love with the book. Because when I read it, I was at a time in my life where it correlated very much so with how I was feeling. I was still closeted. I was only out to, like, a handful of people, and I was kind of in this thing that I couldn't tell anyone about, because if I did, then a lot of shit would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so Simon's experience with Blue was very kind of similar to what I had going on. I mean, not really, but, like, I made it fit to what I wanted it to. And Simon being able to come out in the book and, like, everything made it a lot, like, made me feel a lot more comfortable with, like, you know, like, the world's not gonna fall in on me. Like, I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was a big part of, like, me wanting to come out, you know?
I just want to say, like, that whole scene, also, okay, if you haven't seen the movie, like, spoiler alert, but, like, it's been out for ages, so you should have seen it. That whole part where Simon is getting outed, there was a rage fire in me. Like, I was so angry.
Yeah.
So mad
and
for
him.
I had nothing to relate that to. I don't know what that's like, but I just knew I was mad. I
had so many angry tears. Like, even reading the book, I've cried for a good, the good last half of reading the book, and I cried just about every time. Because coming out, like, doing it actively yourself is scary and hard. And I had someone tell me, you don't have to cry every time you come out. But, like, I'm sorry.
This is my process.
Yeah, this is me doing this. And Simon even says that in it after he's been outed. Like, you don't get to decide if this is big for me or not.
Yeah.
Because to me, this is huge. This is my life. And obviously, this is how people see me.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that it is the best it can be.
Yeah.
Which is so beyond fair. Like, anyone has the right.
Absolutely.
And, like, the nice thing about it is, like, Love, Simon challenges the idea of coming out to begin with, because it's, like, why don't straight people have to come out? Why don't they have to be, like, you know what, guys? Yeah, like, I'm straight. Like, I'm a girl who likes guys. It's fine. Like, whatever. And, like, so, like, it's just, like, that whole...
Like, why is that automatically the assumption?
Right.
Like, you know?
Like, I definitely don't assume that of anyone. Like, I don't just look at someone and be like, yeah, they're for sure straight.
I'm really sorry, but I just dribbled my water.
I didn't see it, so it's okay. I mean, now I see it on your shirt.
It was, like, a sweet moment. I'm just, like, over here drooling.
And a lot of people were really kind of fired up because I think it's Nick Robinson who plays Simon. I think that's his name.
Yeah, maybe.
He, like, they were like, ah, but he's straight in real life. Like, whatever. And I'm like, okay. Like, I would have loved it to have gone to an actual LGBT member. But at the same time, call this problematic. I think he did such an amazing role, like, job at portraying Simon as Simon.
Yeah.
So well. Like, just so well.
I don't, like now that I've seen it, like, I don't know who else
I would have wanted to play him.
Played that.
Right?
And, like, I get there's, like, a handful of people from, like, 13 Reasons Why, for example, What's-Her-Face
Leah.
Is in there. And, you know, like, so there could have been a few actors from there who
played him.
But there's two actors from 13 Reasons Why.
The Alex kid who plays...
like, I don't know.
The theater boy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know who else could have done it.
And, like, yeah, like, the supporting cast even is, like, perfect to a T.
Really good.
And, like, I'm not a huge fan of 13 Reasons Why, and so that made me have some, like, reservations about them casting Catherine, whatever the hell she is, Leah.
I can't remember her name.
Because, like, I'm like, I didn't like that very much. I don't want her to, like, wreck this, which is,
yeah.
Like, no shade to her. Like, I'm sorry about that one. But, like, I had my reservations. And then, like, Nick was good. Like everyone. Everyone that got to play everyone was so great. Like, I even loved Bram. Like,
he's, like, is he the weirdo who, like...
No, Bram is the one that Simon falls in love with.
Oh, yeah.
He's a real sweet boy.
But he's kissing a girl.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me tell a story about the first time I saw this movie. So, there's a part where Simon is, like, truly believes that Bram is blue, which, spoiler, he is. And it's at a Halloween party, and Simon walks into Bram kissing a girl. And he's like, oh, shit, it can't be him. Like, it can't be Blue, because Blue's gay. I'm like, but, like,
but it is.
I'm like, bisexuals exist.
Yeah.
I yelled that very loud at the end of the movie when Simon goes, well, I saw you kissing a girl, so I didn't think it'd be you. And he's like, well, yeah, I was a bit confused. And I'm like, hey, that's okay, too. Confusion and questioning? Amazing. Like, do it. Actively do it. Because, like, how would you know who you are if
you don't
think about it?
Yeah.
But, like my people who are in the theater can vouch for me that I very loudly announced, like, bisexuality is real. Like, because it just... That was one thing that made me mad, because it's, like, it's not just, like, gay.
Yeah.
And I say this as an angry bisexual myself, so.
An angry bisexual. You put that on, like, your Twitter bio.
Angry bisexual, of course, yeah.
Oh, that's great. But I think that's one of the things that Love, Simon did so well, was, like, they really did kind of touch on, like, everything.
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah.
As much as they could.
Like... And I'll be very real with you, the part where Simon, like, is talking to his dad after he comes out, ugly tears, because that whole thing with me is, like, very messy, and so I was like, oh my god. Like,
I cried.
It was just so tender, and Josh Duhamel as the supportive father role. Wow.
Like, good job.
Also, I'm not a huge Jennifer Garner fan, but I did
she
not
was
mind
sweet
her.
In this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, she was
I think
good.
It's because it was, like, a small role, so you didn't have to, like...
hear her voice.
Deal with her too much.
All the time.
But she was a good mom. She was a good mom.
She was.
And the sister. And
the sister was so sweet.
I love that brother-sister relationship.
Right? And, like,
was
he was so supportive
sweet.
Of her and her cooking.
Oh. Like,
the one part where, like, I wanted to, like, rage punch people other than when Simon gets outed is the way his friends react to,
Yeah.
Like, him being outed and everything that he had said to them kind of falling out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you mildly inconvenienced our lives for, like, 2 months because you were getting blackmailed about a secret that you wanted to keep that's really big in your life.
Yeah.
So,
like, why didn't you tell us?
Yeah, like...
Well, how about I didn't know how?
Like, yeah, like, I didn't feel comfortable telling you. And then when Leah's like, well, why'd you tell Abby before you told me? It's like, because that's what I felt comfortable
yeah.
with. Like, you just have to... With that kind of thing, you just have to live with that.
It's so dumb.
Like, don't take it personal at all.
It's so dumb to be jealous over a thing like that.
Right?
Like, why did you tell so-and-so before me?
It's
and honestly, I do think situations like that, I think it probably is easier to come out to people that you're, like, a little bit further away from.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like coming out to people that you're really, really close to is probably really, really hard and scary.
No, it's very scary. Like, when I came out to Kayla, it was really funnily after we went to our Christian youth group on a Wednesday. And I was having my sleepover at her house, and we were playing Sims on her computer. And I happened to go, like, hey, Kayla, I have something I want to tell you. And then she was like, what do you want? Like, what is it? And I'm like, I'm bi. And, like, I just start, like, ugly crying.
I'm, like, not even surprised by any of this.
Yeah, she's like, okay. And I'm like, are you still my friend? And she was like, yes, calm down. It's fine. Like, I'm not.
She's like, well, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, pretty much. Not like, what's wrong with
you? That one, but like, yeah, calm like, down. You're still you, man.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
It's fine.
I think my other, like best coming out moment that I did cry on after was my friend Kelsey. I came out to her, on the hill of the behemoth at Canada's Wonderland, like the very first hill, I Yeah, it was, like, right before we kind of, like, got to the top. And I was like, hey, like, I'm bi. And she was like, oh, my God. And then, and I was like, and then after, like, I talked to her about it, and I was like, oh, my God, that went so well. I'm like, that could have been so bad, but, like, it wasn't, and
that's almost, like, perfect, though, because, like, then, like, once the screaming starts, it's like, oh, like, are they screaming about this, or is it the roller coaster?
Yeah, it was a good moment.
Oh, that's so funny. But then, I don't know, I guess, like, after, because those two are, like, obviously, like, very, very close to you. Like, after you came up to them, was it, like, easy?
Yeah, it was 100% easier. Like, and, like, there were a couple of my friends that I was still very, like, scared about coming out to just because they were very religious, which, in the end, I wasn't, like, that was, like, such an unjustified fear because, like it didn't matter to them in the end. And, like, now it's weird that I'm not out to some people. Like, I'm very vocal about being gay, and, like, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be, like, very freeing.
Yeah.
Just, like, not have to worry about it anymore.
Like, I'm
not, like, this is me. Like, fuck you if you don't like it.
Yeah, like, I just, at this point, I don't care anymore because it's, like, I've been out for a while now. Like,
yeah.
It's not a big surprise.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, like, Love, Simon was really great because a lot of LGBT celebrities bought out, like, their hometown theaters.
Yeah.
And did, like, buyouts and let people
Kristen
go free.
Bell did it.
Yeah.
Oh, she was, like, she was, like, a huge part of it. She was, like, everyone needs to see this movie. Like, everyone needs to go see it now. She was, like, super vocal about it.
I know Tyler Oakley did it and, like, Joey Graceffa, and I'm not really sure who else did, but I know a lot of people did.
Yeah. Kristen Bell had it, like, all over her Instagram.
That's amazing.
Like, encouraging people to go. I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know for sure if she bought it out, but I think she went. I know. I think she had a part in someone buying a theater out, or she was advertising that people were doing it. Either way, she was really vocal about going to see the movie.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Oh, I love Jesse Tyler Ferguson. He's great.
Jennifer Garner bought one out.
Well, I would hope she would. She was freaking in it.
Matt Bomer, Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh,
Kristen Bell.
Love me some MPH.
Benj Pesa. Andrew Reynolds.
I have no idea who that is.
Neither do I.
But, like, what a great thing.
Right?
To bring people together.
Like, it really did. And it really, like, people were like, oh, it's, like, kids these days don't need movies like this. And it's, like, that's the exact opposite. Like, of
course. 100%
we need more movies like this. Like, the impact that stuff like this can have on, like, younger kids' lives is so amazing because then they feel less scared like, about who they are because, like, I remember being, like, 8 years old and thinking, like, I've always been a very loud advocate for LGBT rights because my mother ingrained that in me. And I remember thinking, no, I can't be gay. Like, it just can't happen. Like it's cool with being, I'm cool with people being gay, but, like,
but not me.
But not me. Like, that just wouldn't happen. That'd be too cliche. And I think if I had more, like, content, so to speak, of, like, healthy LGBT relationships and, like healthy movies like this where Simon is, like, going through the motions of coming out and, like, living his life like that, I probably would have been out sooner. Like, and more comfortable with who I was sooner because it was a lot of, like, I didn't like it. I was like, I don't feel comfortable this way. And I think especially because bisexuality can be more fickle because they're like, it doesn't exist. Like, you're either straight or you're lesbian. Like, it just doesn't happen. Which, like, that whole argument just pisses me off. And one day it'll be a rant, but not today because I'll probably cry.
But I think, like, I honestly, even, so Love, Simon is really good for, you know, like, supporting the LGBT community, but I think it also kind of opens the door for, like, heterosexual people who, like, don't fully understand it.
Yes.
It kind of opens the door for us to be able to,
get
you know,
into
be
that,
like, okay,
community.
So, like, because I think a lot of times heterosexual people are, like, afraid to ask questions because we don't know what terms to use.
Yeah, no, and
and I think people need to realize that, like, you know, if you're asking what the terminology is or, like, what it is and, you know, like, as long as you're open to learning, like, no one from the LGBT community is going to shut you out. If,
like,
you're
no
open
one's
to learning
you.
And, like, I think that's all they want is just people to take the time to get to know what it's all about.
Right? And, like, there are shows now, like, Queer Eye and RuPaul and, like, other stuff like that. And a lot of TV shows nowadays, like Modern Family,
yeah.
do portray, like, a lot of, like, really
awesome, like, sides to the LGBT
yeah.
community, and that's nice, but having a movie on, like, this scale, because it was made and it was, like, advertised as, like, your everyday, like, teen rom-com, yeah. like, Fault in Our Stars.
Yep.
Like, that fucking Bella Thorne movie that came out, the one where she can't see the sun, Midnight Sun, I think it's called. Like, it was advertised like, like that, and it had, like, the soundtrack with, like, all the nice cliche pop music, and
yeah,
like, it was perfect.
Like, it was nice, because it was, and it felt like a movie that anyone could see.
No, it was a perfect coming-of-age movie. Yeah. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
And, like, it even had a really good, like, variety of races, too. Like,
yeah.
three of the lead characters were black.
Yeah.
Two of them were Jewish.
Yep.
And, like, you just got to see a lot of variety there.
Yeah. Which is nice to see. It was good. It was diverse.
Mm-hmm.
It challenged things.
100%.
And, you know, I think definitely we need more of that these days.
Yeah. Should we talk about the shitbag that is Martin,
the protagonist? Yeah, the fucker who outs him?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to say, honestly, if he hadn't have done that, I think he is a likable character.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's so weird, and I was like, this guy's kind of funny.
Yeah. And, like, Simon rags on him for his t-shirts at one point, but I'm like, aw, they were kind of like annoyingly funny. Like, yeah.
And, like, you know, had he just been, like, normal and said, like, hey, you know, like, I like this girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, can you just tell her that I like her?
If you had of not looked at his emails and invaded his privacy.
Yeah. And, like, that's the thing. Like, if you get on a computer and you see that someone's email is open, like,
you don't go, just be a good guy. Oh.
Just close it.
Right? Like, you don't go, oh, let's go on just a little treasure hunt for embarrassing
and
stuff
also,
about him.
And also with this kid, like, if a girl doesn't like you, if a boy doesn't like you, if whoever doesn't like you,
say no.
It's fine.
Like, yeah.
No one is entitled to like you.
No. Nope.
Like, it crushes a little bit, but, like.
I also want to say that, like, grand gestures like he does are embarrassing and, like.
Yeah. The not receiving party that.
Like is obvious, like 100% going to be uncomfortable. If someone did that for me, I don't care if it was the love of my life. I have like no cares at all for that sort of stuff. Like fuck off.
Yeah, and like if someone says, "Hey, I don't like you that way," leave it at that.
Like don't.
It's fine.
Don't rage about it. Just be like, "Oh, you said no. That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, we can be friends.
Yeah, like let's be friends. I want to still have you in my life, sort of thing.
Yeah. You don't have to be a jerk about it.
Oh, but he was.
He was. But, like, underneath it all, like, he was a decently likable character.
Yeah. And, like, he apologized.
Just a flawed character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, he apologized, which, I mean, I've had this conversation a lot, actually, recently, about some people deserving the redemption arc and some people not. Like, I was talking about Patrick Kane and how he plays for the Blackhawks. And
okay.
He's just been titled as captain of Team USA for the world, the world. And I don't personally agree with that because he's, like, sexual assaultist and he's kind of yucky and racist and he kind of looks like a spaghetti rat. Please, like, don't come for me.
Spaghetti rat.
Yeah. And, like, he's, like, a rumored rapist. So he does not deserve the redemption arc and all the credit that he has. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, outing someone on that scale, not an awesome thing. It's not a great thing. And I don't think he should be trusted for a long time. But I do think that he's learned and Martin is probably going to be more open to learning about the LGBT relationship because he did make the effort to apologize to Simon.
Realize what he did was wrong.
Yeah, and he's like, he even at the end of the movie, like, went forward and was like, this is me. And, like, he paid for the ticket for Simon to have the one last ride where Bram showed up. And, like, he definitely, in the future, he definitely deserves to
have. He probably made his way into their friend group.
Yeah, because he was friends with them at one point, and that was, like, naturally, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, Simon had to, like, introduce him kind of thing, and, like.
But they were all pretty open.
Yeah.
To, like, having him join.
Yeah. And in the end, like, I think he'll eventually get to come back and be friends. I mean, a little, like, held at a long leash, but.
Yeah. I think for the most part, everyone deserves a second chance. Within reason.
Within reason.
Within reason. There are obviously exceptions.
Yeah.
But. Love Simon. It was a great movie.
Love Simon was amazing. If you haven't and it's in a theater near you, please go see it.
Go see it.
Like,
100% go see it.
Buy the book on Amazon. Yeah, like, go with your friends. Cry. Eat some popcorn. Like, just do it. Like, please.
Yeah.
I beg you.
You won't regret it.
You won't at all.
Do you have anything else to say about Love, Simon?
Actually, yeah. So, hold on, let me find his name. The gentleman who played Blue, actually, through the process of this movie, like, he started questioning his own sexuality.
Whoa!
And, like, at the end of it, like, at the end of their filming, he realized, like, I'm bi, and, like, he, yeah.
Wow.
And he does music, and he recently released a song.
Called I'm Bi?
No. His name is Keenan Lonsdale. I don't think you'd like the way he spells his name.
How did he spell it? Did he spell it like Key? Like K-E-Y?
K-E-I-Y-N-A-N. I wish everyone could see Sarah's face. But the song is really good. play a little clippy of it. That's how I know my heart is his. If you wanna kiss the boy, then you better kiss the boy right now.
I could vibe with this,
right? Yeah.
And so cute.
Like, yeah, and so he like realized that, and I was like, wow,
that's amazing.
The magic of Love, Simon, or Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda, the novel. Yeah. Becky Albertine. So good.
Oh, great.
So fudging
amazing.
Good.
Amazing. Amazing. Is the author gay, bi?
No, she's not. And there was actually, like, she's actually received a lot of slack because a lot of her books do include LGBT people, but she is not. And they're like, oh, some straight white girl is writing, like, these gay characters. Like, why should she be able to do that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shut up and just be happy that it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, for so long, like,
someone has to be the voice, right?
Right.
You don't necessarily have to be.
And, like, she is, like, she donates and spends a lot of her time with LGBT youth charities, and, like, she's just an outstanding ally.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't have to be a part of the LGBT community to support it.
To support it. No, not at all.
Allies are so important, and, like, a lot of that is why we've made it so far.
Yeah. And I mean, if that's the bridge that gives you a voice or, right? Like, the courage to come out,
right?
Then, like, who cares? It's not, like, it'd be so different if, like, she was writing malicious characters.
Right? Like, if she was, like, writing, like...
And, like, tearing them down.
Right? But, like, characters that, like, portray, like, the LGBT in a dark light. Like, that's not fun.
But it seems to be pretty uplifting and positive.
Yeah. A lot of her stuff is. She's a really great author. I highly recommend.
Yeah. I just might check her out.
I think she has 3 books out right now.
Well.
The one that Love, Simon's based off of. I'm not going to say it again because it's such a mouthful.
Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, she, yes. Okay, so she has the Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. She also has that translated in French. She has the...
Simone.
Or Jacques.
Is that what it is translated?
I don't think so.
Oh.
It's Simone. It's not that. Her book, The Upside of Unrequited, What If It's Us, and Leah on the Offbeat are 3 of her books, other than Love, Simon, that are all very good.
Amazing.
Big fan of her.
Yeah.
Big fan of this thing.
Check it out. Check out Love, Simon.
Check it out. So
do
much.
It.
Do it.
Do it. I think we should mention something kind of sad happening in our, or that just happened in our own backyard.
Oh.
The bus crash.
This is
going
to make me very, this is going to make me cry.
I know,
this is actually good. I was going to talk about this on the segment, like not as like a.
As a sad, just like a.
Yeah.
Like a thing you should know.
Yeah.
So. If you don't know about us, we're from Canada, and we're from Ontario, but in Saskatchewan, there was a really bad bus crash that involved the Humboldt
Broncos
junior hockey team, and 15 people, unfortunately, lost their lives there. And I just want to say, like, as a person who really doesn't care a whole lot about hockey, like, I get the whole hockey hype, like, I get it. It's really kind of nice to see, like, hockey is such a huge community, and it's amazing to see how people who were rivals on the ice, you know, are coming out to say, you know, like, this is terrible. Like, we're gonna miss these guys. Like, you know, it's amazing how things that happen on the ice disappear when you come off the ice.
No,
and people
100%.
Come together, and, like, everyone straight up into the NHL, like, is speaking out about this, and...
The day it happened, like, I woke up, and that was the first thing on my newsfeed on Twitter, and I sent it to our group chat, because, like, I was just, like, crying, because I couldn't believe it, because it's just so overwhelmingly sad because these were young guys.
Yeah.
Like 20s, like early, very early 20s.
Yeah, like 21 and under.
Like, and they had such an amazing life before them, like, because...
Bright futures.
They were all great players. Mm-hmm. Like, they were expected to go really far in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so unfortunate that that had to happen. And I think one of the saddest things about this is, did you hear about the misidentification?
No.
So, I don't know the names because, like, I just skim it because... If I don't, I get too emotional really quick. Hold on. I have the article really quick. There was a mistake in the coroner's where one player was mistaken for another and was said dead when he was alive. And
could you imagine being a family going through that?
Like, not at all. Like,
I mean, aside from, like, everything is so horrible, but, like, you know, those families were probably clinging together. And
The goaltender, and this is really a soft spot for me because I, like...
You love your goalies.
I love my goalies. One of my best friend, Kelsey, she's a goalie, and I just hold them in such a soft spot in my heart. But their goalie, Parker Tobin, his family was told that he was alive and in hospital, but he was wrongly identified as one of his teammates, Xavier Labelle, and Parker had actually passed away.
Ugh.
And I can't even imagine, like, I'm nowhere near being a mother or anything like that, but like hearing and having the hope that even though so many, like, people, because, like, hockey teams are a family,
and
people around them are a family, and so hearing, like, even, like, someone that you would have looked at as, like, a son is gone, but you still have your child, would be, like, it'd be such a moment of hope.
Yeah.
To have that, like.
And then imagine the other family,
right,
who have gone from being devastated
that
their son had passed away, and then find out that they're alive. Like, they must be fighting, like, such a battle between joy of still having their son, but knowing that, like, most of his friends have passed. Like, I don't know how you would balance those emotions.
I have no idea. And the, like you said, the hockey community has come out in such a phenomenal way to support the families and the friends and the remaining players for this team. And there's a viral photo of three of the players in the hospital beds holding each other's hands.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
I also want to mention that, you know, the losing a lot of people from that team is really sad, but also this was an accident.
Yeah.
True accident. There was no malicious intent here.
This was 100%.
So I think it's also important to kind of recognize the driver of the truck that was involved,
like,
as well.
He's feeling so awful.
He did not set out on that day
to
hit a bus. This was an accident.
Mm-hmm. And I think in all of this, people are forgetting about that, is that...
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff on social media today, especially, you know, saying, like, this wasn't the truck driver's fault. Like, we have to think about him and, like, what he's going to, because there's... What a weight to have to carry now.
Yep.
Like...
That's 15 people.
15 people.
28 people in total. Like, lives are just askew.
Yeah.
Because of an accident.
Yeah. And it's on a bad stretch of road. Like, if anything is to blame here, it's the intersection.
There's a lot, like, the players who are from around that area, like, I believe it was Jamie Benn, captain of the Dallas Stars, who said maybe it was him, I can't quite remember, but one player said that they're familiar with that road and they know what it's like. And it's just bad. And obviously the weather in Canada has not been, like, nice recently.
No, it's been so unpredictable these days.
Like, awful to no extent.
Yeah.
And, like...
So, I think we just wanted to take a moment to recognize that.
I also just want to say, like, there's still a GoFundMe for the families and everything that's still active. I think they surpassed their goal of $4 million.
Yeah, they're, like, way over it.
And, like just the teams in the NHL have, and, like, just hockey communities around the continent really have put such an open arm to these people.
Yeah.
Like, Sidney Crosby wrote personalized letters to the remaining players. I'm just, like, letting them know how it is. And, like, I know an AHL team, the Chicago Wolves, sending a whole bunch of stuff to the families and stuff. And they're just...
Yeah.
It's nice because the hockey community can be so masculine and, like, toxic masculinity to the core. And for this...
Yeah.
soft moment to happen, especially so close to
the playoffs.
To playoffs when yeah. I know for sure egos get high.
Yeah.
It's really heartwarming.
Yeah. So shout out to all those families.
Yeah.
For thinking of you.
Thinking of you.
And
what?
Yeah.
What's your mini rave? Also, let's talk about this new segment where we're gonna have a little tiny rant and a little tiny rave at the end just to close things off and let us have a nice minute before we say goodbye to y'all.
Yeah. My mini rave. What's my mini rave for today? Probably just like how happy I am that my little sister's baby shower is over with.
I just have the baby.
I'm very excited for the baby. My younger sister is expecting. We don't know what it is, so we're just kind of, you know,
waiting.
Just waiting to see. I think she's due May 10th, but it's April 10th today, and I think she's going to have it
soon.
Hopefully within the next 2 weeks, because I leave for Las Vegas, and I want her to have it before I go. But yeah, probably that the baby shower was over with. It was a lot of work. But, you know, things like that are hard to plan when there's a lot of different personalities and...
But yeah. I think it went fabulously anyways.
Yeah. I heard afterwards from a bunch of people that it was one of the best baby showers they've been to. And I can tell you this much, the compliments weren't about the sandwiches. So, so I'm glad it's over with. And now all we have to do is just wait for the baby to get here, which is exciting. It's been a long time since we've had a baby in my family. And, I'm excited to be an auntie. Because I'm going to be, like, the coolest aunt ever. And I hope it's a girl, so I can dress it up like a mermaid. If it's a boy, I won't love it as much. I've been very open about that with everybody. And I'm obviously joking. I'm sure I will love it. And it'll just take some getting used to. What's your mini rant?
Taxes, man. I work.
Oh, man. I still have to do mine.
Get on it.
I know.
The end of this month is the deadline.
I know.
I work as a bookkeeper, and it's tax season, and it's not like I'm actually doing the taxes, it's just I have a lot of stuff that I actually, that I do, and I'm kind of at the point where I'm in shutdown mode, where I look at all the stuff I have to do, and then I go on Twitter for about 30 minutes, and then look at the stuff I have to do again, and I'll start to do half of it, and then
taxes suck.
They do, and, like, I understand why they're there, but at the same time...
Really? Because I don't.
It's, like, to pay for stuff that we don't have to deal with, like, free healthcare now, which is... It's just so... yeah. Sorry, America.
But even Americans have to do taxes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Taxes suck.
That's my mini rant.
I mean, at least you're getting some extra hours.
Yeah, it's nice. Ish.
But
yeah.
Also, you're like, fuck, I want my day off.
Yeah. By the end of the week, I'm usually over-caffeinated, over-tired, and getting ready to go to the theater, so that's always fun.
Yeah. Fair rant.
Yeah.
Fair rant. I think that's it for today.
I do, too.
It was a good episode.
It was.
Short rant, long rave, heartfelt.
Lots of...
Covered everything.
Touching moments.
Lots of emotions.
I didn't cry like I thought I was. Like, when I... told Sarah, I'm like, this is what I'm going to be talking about. I might cry. I was, like, fully prepared to just sob fourth episode in. You held it
together. It was good.
Thank you.
So, go on and like us on Instagram, Rant and Rave Podcast.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, Rant and Rave Pod.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. Make sure you're doing that and, yeah, leaving us a rating so we can get up
comment
there.
Comment on our stuff.
Yeah. So we can get up there in the iTunes chart so more people can listen to us.
Yeah. We want to take over the world.
That's the long-term plan.
Basically.
I think short-term.
Wow. Yeah. So do all those things.
Yep.
And thanks for listening.
We're
it's hard to say what day we'll be back, but, you know, hopefully we'll eventually figure out a regular schedule and stick to it.
And we'll be back eventually. This will be the last of us. Don't worry about that.
So, stay tuned. And, you know, if you follow us on all our social media accounts, you'll be able to know when we're coming out with new episodes.
Exactly, yeah.
Because our, you know,
and
our
if you subscribe, sometimes they'll just download automatically for you. So,
yeah.
Be a nice little surprise present at the end of the day.
Like, you just open up and you're check like, your podcast out.
It's like, oh, it's my good friends, Sarah and Perry.
Yeah.
I've also said Sari and Para.
You know, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
So, thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, have a good week.
Bye.